Time for sports, and as you know, the Yankees had a five-game losing streak. Five. Well, they broke that streak last night as they got a win. And, of course, who was key in getting that win? Well, none other than number 44, Aaron Judge.
The 2-2. Judge drills that. Deep center field. Kelnick looking up. It is gone. Number 44 for Aaron Judge. Doing damage in Seattle once again. And the march to history gets a little closer.
Aaron Judge continues to put on the show this season for the Yankees fans and gave Seattle fans a little something to watch as well.
So the win now. We'll take a look at the full baseball scoring as it happened yesterday. Baltimore defeated Toronto 7-4. That was good for the Yankees. The Mets, they're on a streak. They beat Cincinnati 5-1, something the Yankees couldn't do. Chicago over Washington 6-3. Oakland lost to the Angels 1-0. Arizona over Pittsburgh 3-0. San Francisco over San Diego by a score of 1-0. Of course, the Yankees won their game 9-4 against Seattle. Chicago White Sox will be playing against Kansas City today. Those were the only games from yesterday. And taking a look at what's going on, the Yankees and Mets still in first place in their division. The Yankees by 10.5 over Toronto, 12 over Tampa Bay. Baltimore only 13.5 back. The Red Sox are 17 games back. Milwaukee has a one-game lead over Cleveland and two games over Chicago in the AL Central. Houston has an 11.5-game lead over Seattle. Moving over to the National League, the Mets now have a 7-game lead over Atlanta. That looks like it's getting to be pretty close to a done deal. St. Louis has a 2-game lead over Milwaukee. And the Dodgers have a 16-game lead over San Diego. So it's only one or two divisions that are really up for grabs as the way things stand right now. In other sports news, the LIV Golf Tour is set for a showdown with the PGA Tour. That'll happen in U.S. District Court. A controversy over the new Saudi-backed league has consumed really the highest levels of the sport in recent months, ruling in favor of the PGA Tour, or its rebellious players who join the LIV circuit will have to have an immediate impact on what's likely to prove to be many years of contentious litigation. The main lawsuit filed by golfers, 11 of them, including former Phil Mickelson, drew international attention when it surfaced last week. They allege the PGA Tour violates antitrust laws by prohibiting its members from realizing playing opportunities beyond the umbrellas of the Florida-based organization that's been a dominant force in professional golf for many, many years. It really has torn golf apart, it's just a shame to see. That's all you can say. It is a shame to see. Anyways. Any other news out here? Not really. I mean, Carpenter for the Yankees is injured, but he expects to be back next year. That's too bad. He was having one hell of a year. They're getting Stanton back, which is good for them. And, of course, Judge has 44 home runs. What else do you need to know in sports? That's it. That's our sports report for today.